ask Catherine. First question, we had someone ask the question, what does it mean to us that the World Gold Council has now come out stating that the Chinese are going to back their currency with gold? First, let me address that. The World Gold Council was part of commissioning a study, and in the study, it was posted up on the blog several weeks ago. The authors of that study stated that they felt that the Chinese were going to move towards greater support of their currency with gold, but I think there are many degrees of separation between that and saying that the World Gold Council has come out saying that China's going to back its currency with gold, unless they've done something that I just have missed in the last couple of days. Some of the more aggressive pumpers of precious metals have been, I think, over marketing the nature of that study and what it really says. I would say that what I've been saying on the Solari report since 2008, and certainly to one and all since about 2000, is that I believe that gold is moving to a much more visible center place in terms of reorganizing the global currencies. So I don't see China's increasing stores of gold and the importance of gold for the different multinational settlements behind the scenes at an institutional level to be anything, you know, other than in line with what our expectations have been here on the Solari report for many years. I just think it's the next step. We're certainly seeing tremendous tightness in the gold market. I talked earlier about the German-France-Mali dance, and there are legitimate reports of tightness, particularly in the silver market. They all speak to the sort of growing importance of gold. At the same time, if you look at gold prices, we've been in a consolidation for the last 16 months. For throughout this primary trend up over the last 12 years, we have seen, this is the third sort of major consolidation we're in. The first one lasted 16 and a half months. The second, 17 and a half months. We've been in this one since 2011. It's been 16 and a half months. So as we described in the precious metals market report, this next 6 months is a very important test of the real primary trend in gold and silver. And if you look at sort of the dance around gold and silver in the global supermarket sweepstakes, clearly, they're very, very important. Now, let's see if the primary trend reasserts itself, because I think it has to be proven out. And the prices still don't prove sort of the sort of over enthusiasm of the of those who are promoting this World Council sponsored study. So let's see what happens with prices over the next 6 months. We see, as I said, a serious commitment to reinflation, and that should be supportive of the primary trend up in gold and silver. Another question leading right into our interview. Dear Catherine, where did this obsession from vaccines come? Everywhere I go, there are convenient vaccination stations at the pharmacy, at the drugstore, and even at our local grocery store. Sometimes I feel very wrong here. I'm very interested in, as you call it, the backstory here. Did they really change our genetic code? Wow, this makes me afraid for my children. How can we legally and medically protect ourselves? Looking forward to tonight's call.